This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. Normally, we introduce our topics with a little exposition and context, but I'm going to cut right to the chase and tell you this next interview is straight up about back hair. Did that make you cringe? Well, you may be part of the problem. New York Magazine's Kat Steffel recently dove into the wild world of men's back hair removal and discovered it's far more common than you might expect and far more controversial than other types of hair removal. And a bit of warning, there are many types of hair removal, and we'll probably be talking about a few of them in the next few minutes. Kat Steffel, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me, Taylor.
Thanks for joining us. So I'm going to start off with a little admission that my upper torso is pretty much naturally hairless. So this subject is totally new to me. Were you as surprised as I was to discover how big back hair removal has gotten?
Totally. You're blessed, first of all.
Thank you. I know it.
Because when you see shirtless guys in movies or, you know, advertisements for Abercrombie & Fitch, they're totally hairless. I just assumed that most men were naturally back hairless. But recent essays by some writers for Slate and the columnist Andrew Sullivan revealed that guys have been quietly waxing and narrowing and shaving each other, just like women.
It seems strange to me because, you know, as opposed to hair removal for women, which is something, you know, gets talked about a lot, we sort of all know that it happens, but this back hair phenomenon is, it's like a weird secret.
Yeah, there's definitely still some grooming stigma for a lot of men. I write mostly about women's issues, and pubic hair removal is like a perennial hot topic. Anytime you mention it, there's a comment section, you know, hundreds of people deep talking about what it means to remove or not remove your pubic hair. So it was sort of shocking to see this silence surrounding the male equivalent.
I guess the idea here is that the same sort of controversy over the removal of pubic hair, that has become a central conversation topic for back hair. Is that pretty much the gist?
Basically, I would say that it's they're not quite equivalent yet, because as pubic hair removal has become both like more mainstream and more debated, women's magazines and women's media sort of represent an array of options and say, you know, you do you. It's, there's like a feminist element to the conversation.
Yeah.
But back hair is still pretty, there's still like really strict rules surrounding it. GQ said back hair is never sexy, which is just something a women's magazine could never get away with saying about, even about leg hair or armpit hair. You know,
that's
true. You can't really say that about women's body hair because it's been politicized, but not so with back hair yet. I think that's changing. There's been some sort of recent discourse about it by gay writers who are trying to reclaim it.
Reclaim it how?
Mark Joseph Stern at Slate wrote that he not only is going to bare his own back hair in tank tops, which he was previously too ashamed to wear, but also he encouraged other gay men not to tease other men, gay or straight, for their back hair.
You also write that Seth Rogen is like a hero of the back hair movement, the pro-back hair movement.
Right. One of my colleagues at Vulture.com observed that Seth Rogen had stopped waxing his back hair sometime in between Knocked Up and Neighbors.
That's so, and I want to go back and watch Knocked Up just to see his waxed back. I didn't even realize.
No, me neither. I mean, what my colleague at Vulture, Jesse David Fox, noticed that was so funny was that Seth Rogen would be covered in fur just until, you know, the halfway point, and then suddenly it all disappeared on his back, which in retrospect looks totally crazy, and I don't know why no one noticed.
So do you think it's men's magazines and movies primarily that seem to be driving the standard for a hairless male back?
Definitely. I don't know where else people would be getting the message, because in reality, if you go to the beach, a lot of guys have back hair.
Yeah. I think it's very funny that this trend would be happening concurrently with the pro-giant beard trend. You know, I mean, we've got giant beards, but I can imagine that a lot of the same sort of giant Brooklynite beards that you might see might be on hairy men who are waxing their backs, which just seems like a contradiction to me.
That's totally true. And there's a parallel thing happening with women and body hair. I know women who, you know, don't shave their armpits, but do shave their legs. Or my colleague at The Cut, Maureen O'Connor, wrote about something called the full bush Brazilian, which is women removing a lot of their pubic hair, but also leaving enough to still show that they're adult women and they have it. So people are definitely embracing hairiness in sort of measured ways.
I guess this, do you think this just goes to show you that you know, you really are making a statement however you wear your hair, wherever that hair is, no matter what. Like, there is no such thing as non-political hair.
I tend to think so. I mean, I guess unless you go totally, totally ungroomed. But no, even then, it's always, yeah, you're always saying something. But I think what's interesting is that no matter what you say, someone will be into it.
Any examples? Like Burt Reynolds' back hair, that was probably sexy back hair.
Yep, definitely. Who else? Roger Moore had back hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kat Steffel, thank you so much for taking on this very bizarre topic with me. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Bye.
Bye. Kat Steffel wrote the article, Back Hair Surpasses Pubic Hair as Most Political Hair, for New York Magazine. You can find a link at wordofmouthradio.org. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah.